Hello, it's Thursday, June 22nd, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Julianne.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. We'd first like to thank everybody who's responding to our second Wing TV poll. What is the biggest problem facing the Patriot movement today? We're getting a lot of responses, and on Monday's show, we're going to relay all of your responses to you and discuss what you have to say. Also, on tomorrow's show, we're going to have Mr. Frank Whalen from Frankly Speaking Radio, which is broadcast on RBN. He's going to be our guest tomorrow. We're going to talk about everything going on in the world. And today, we have a guest, Mr. Joe McCutcheon. Before we bring Joe on, we have to start off by saying that we fully support the Minuteman Project.
Absolutely. We've said this on a number of shows in the past.
Right. We've done numerous shows on it. We've had many, many updates on the Wing TV homepage. We're good friends with a guy named Rick Biaseda.
Right. We know some Minutemen, and we think what they're doing is excellent, and we've been very proud of their efforts up to this point.
And Biaseda, we even did a show where Biaseda called in and talked about his experience down on the Arizona border.
Right.
And basically what we're trying to say is we can't allow illegal immigration to go unchecked into this country because it's literally become a poison that's contaminating everything else.
But now, there's some troubling developments going on with the Minuteman Project, and our guest today, Joe McCutcheon, has sent us some very, very disturbing information, and we don't know if the rank and file members of the Minuteman Project are aware of this or not, but we're letting everybody know about it today.
Yeah, and we can't turn a blind eye to these developments because, to us, they are very, very troublesome. So today's guest, as Lisa said, Mr. Joe McCutcheon, is going to shed more light on this subject. So, Joe, we'd like to welcome you to Wing TV. How are you doing?
Thank you. My pleasure. I'm doing well. Thank you, sir.
Well, to start right off, we have to those people who don't know, the Minutemen were started by Mr. Jim Gilchrist and Chris Simcox. And they've received a tremendous amount of mainstream media coverage.
And support from the American people.
Exactly right. But you've told us now recently about your concerns about the Minutemen and how they've become affiliated with a group known as the Diener Consultants. Take it from there, Joe.
Well, first of all, Jim Gilchrist is the gentleman that started this whole movement. We started this thing a year ago last April in Tombstone, Arizona, and as you've already pointed out, it was a monumental success, press-wise and otherwise, with everybody except the President of the United States.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you now, proof positive, why that he has graded our efforts to the extent he has. That's the Security Prosperity Partnership with North America, which I'd be happy to go into later. But in any case, after the second week, there was talk there at Tombstone about going to Washington. And my admonition was, along with others, was to please do not go to Washington and hook up with any organization up there, because I felt like our successes were due to the fact there was no Washington connection.
Uh-huh.
It was a voluntary outfit from beginning to end.
Uh-huh.
And people came there under very stressful economic circumstances, by and large, and it was a very Spartan life there for 30 days, and these men and women stuck, and they did what they were asked to do, and it was just a wonderful experience. But then in days to come, after April, there began to be signs that the helm of the leadership was changing. And my wife got on a computer sometime in May and began to track down some of these people that were associated with the Minuteman process since April. And it turned out it was a group called the Diener Organization, with principals were Mary Parker Lewis, Connie Hare, Phil and Lou Sheldon, Alan Keyes.
Uh-huh.
All fundraisers. They have seized upon anything they perceive to be patriotic or religious, and then they immediately form a website, and they go after the fundraising.
Okay,
right.
Let me stop you right there, Joe. Mary Parker Lewis, she's a special assistant to Bill Bennett and William Crystal of the Project for a New American Century.
Right, and also, Before you answer, she's also affiliated with the Hoover Institute, which has 8 members on the very, very influential Defense Policy Board. And she's also a consultant for a place called Politics, Inc., which ran, I guess, Jim Gilchrist's 48th Congressional District campaign. So tell us about this woman, Mary Parker Lewis.
Well, Mary Parker Lewis is the one that ran Alan Keyes' campaign. You can see how effective she has run the campaign.
Uh-huh.
6% of the vote. But the thing that really concerned me, Victor and Lisa, was the fact that this was a voluntary organization. And the first thing right after April, they began to want to charge $100 for background checks. I knew you could get a background check for $3. But uh-huh. Again, it was a voluntary organization. We did our own limited background checks, and it worked just terribly nice. But as this day began to Tim Cox would not answer any direct questions regarding any of the activities of Minutemen after April. And so I got in touch with 5 or 6 of the insiders, and I was not an insider, and suggested we have a meeting in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That was the halfway point between California and Arkansas, and I would subsidize this venture to bring in Simcox and the 4 or 5 principals so that we could get an understanding and accountability of the funds being brought into the Minuteman process, plus mm-hmm. the strategies that he entertained along with Gilchrist.
Let me stop you again for a second. How many men and women are in the Minuteman Project now?
Well, now I don't know. Very few from what I understand. Simcox has gone out here and talked about thousands here and thousands there, when literally we're talking about 50s or 100 down the border. But anyway, back to the thing that really concerned me was the caged account for money mm-hmm. being handled by Diener in Houston. And nobody has been able to get any accounting of this. And then they've come up with this. And only out of Washington, D.C. could you come up with such a preposterous idea and it be a success, this fist-building charade. If you really stop to, think about this, not with emotion, but with your brain cells, that, building a quarter of a mile of fence on a 2,200-mile border, is just ludicrous at best.
Uh-huh.
And now who's going to maintain
right.
that fence?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get.
It just all goes downhill from there.
Yeah, we're going to get to the fence in a moment, Jim. But whenever you start, whenever you start talking about William Crystal, Bill Bennett, and so forth, the first image that comes to mind, of course, is the neocons. Okay, so
exactly.
It seems like what we have here is traditional conservatives who want smaller government. They're tight on immigration. They obey the Constitution, follow the Constitution. Then we have the neocons and these fundamentalists who are Israel firsters. They want open borders. They're for outsourcing and cheap labor. And basically they're promoting a new world order agenda because they're Trotskyites at best and communists at worst. So what's friction is being caused by the traditional conservatives meeting these neocons?
Well, I think I've found on doing talk shows around the country on a routine basis, I was in Louisville this last week, I find that our citizenry are not educated to that degree in the finite processes of what's going on. And that's our real Achilles heel there. Our people don't feel like that our federal government would sell them out like this. And you mentioned, Crystal and his dad and that gang who have instigated this open borders, cheap labor, to dissolve our borders and to destroy most particularly middle class America, who's the heart, soul, and guts of this once great republic.
Right.
And if we don't wake up soon, we're not going to have any. And are you folks familiar with the Security Prosperity
yes.
Partnership of North America?
Yeah, the North American Union. Yeah, we've been familiar with
that tells you that Bush has no intent. He has no intention at all of securing our border and deporting these illegal aliens and OTMs.
Yeah. You're right.
Who made this decision specifically to turn over control of the Minuteman Project at the border to this Diener Corporation?
Well, I would have to say Simcox is at the top of the list, and I think early on Jim Gilchrist probably was brought into it. I think he got into it because he didn't really understand what was going on. Early on in the Minuteman process in April, there began to be a divide between Jim and Chris. And I want to say before I go any further, this is the greatest idea of my lifetime to secure our sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we think it's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
Now, with that said, there was began to be a rift, and I told them both, I said, look, you know, you got to retain the name Minuteman because that all Americans can equate to what that means. And so they decided to do that in a public meeting. I think it was on a Monday morning, the third week in Tombstone, where all the volunteers came. And the idea was that ultimately Simcox would go out and he'd defend the border, and Gilchrist would go and identify businesses who were hiring illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the plan, and unfortunately, Jim decided to run for Congress, and Simcox decided that he was good on the cocktail circuit, so he'd travel around over the country and sell the Minuteman process while there was absolutely no people on the border, boots on the ground. And they didn't want to have another watch until October. And it was my thought that that was too long between April and October. The press would forget about it. The American people would forget about it. So I put on a watch in May and one on July the 4th. And I had a chance to have Al Jazeera there. And in spite of what the American press says, Al Jazeera is not that all that bad. Scott Ritter is running Al Jazeera. He was the first person who said in Iraq there were no weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. In any case, they wanted to come to the border. I thought that was the greatest public relations coup that come down the pike, simply because they would force the American press to deal with why it is we're not securing our own border, Article 4, Section 4, and why then, on the other hand, did Bush, on three different occasions that I'm aware of, demand secure borders around Iraq and the border between Egypt and Israel.
Kind of funny, huh?
And so, now, here's the real kicker. Comes from Diener. Well, we do not want to embarrass the president.
Uh-huh.
Right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, consequently, Barbara and I spent last Independence Day on the border with, I don't know, we must have had 100 Minutemen and women there, and we picked up some people and saved some people, and it's a real warfare down there, and that's where the real war is, and we're losing the battle.
Yeah. Now, Joe, let me ask you, all through this process with the Minuteman, as we said, we've been very supportive, but there's one thing I could never figure out, and that's how they were able to garner so much mainstream media coverage. And I mean, they got tons and tons of coverage. Do you think that
well,
by them...
Well, because it was the best story to come down the pike. I mean, it was... that showed you how people embraced it. They could understand what we were doing. And the momentum was picking up about the illegal activities, the drug running over the border, the prostitute rings over the border, MS-13, Los Zetas, and on and on. I mean, it was just an open door for any criminal element, plus the illegal Mexican and OPM invasion.
Yeah. Well, what influence do you think that Bill Kristol and Bill Bennett and the Diener Group had on the mainstream media coverage?
Well, they own it. literally.
Yeah.
They own it. They and their comrades, their cousins and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And get to and a few Caucasians that are involved in this, I'd call it an outright conspiracy. You got Bill Bennett, Jack Kemp, Cheney, two or three others. And I noticed this week that Bill Bennett has come out and said, we must secure our borders. And he and Jack Kemp were the two principals who tried to annul and finally did Prop 187 in California.
Yeah.
So you can't trust any of those bums.
So Simcox and Gilchrist have now sidetracked away from their original roles within the Minuteman Project and have gone on to do other things and have handed over basically control of the Minuteman Project to this Diener Corporation and the neocons above it. Do the rank and file members know that this has happened?
No, because getting back to the lack of an educational background with most Americans, that's a tough statement, but it's true. When we were out there the second time in May, we, being my wife and I, Barbara, we told them that the neoconservatives had taken over the Minuteman Project. And one of the principals said, I wouldn't know a neoconservative if I fell over him in the road.
Uh-huh.
And they suggested that Barbara and I were engineering a conspiracy because they didn't understand. And I, as late as 2 weeks ago, I was on a show in Omaha, Nebraska, where I was telling, expanding on this thing with the Security Prosperity Partnership and about my thoughts about the 6,000 NGs on the Mexican border Bush is putting down there. He immediately says, oh, that's a conspiracy, because he wasn't aware of this illegal treaty that Bush and the two other presidents put together. So it was a conspiracy. So that's what we run into, is when Americans don't understand something, it becomes a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tragic.
Right. Now, Jim Gilchrist, ever since he hooked up with this entity known as Politics that ran his campaign, he's endorsed something called the Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus, which basically everybody knows about in simpler terms is that the president wants to put the National Guard down on the borders and militarize the borders. Now, Joe, doesn't this erode posse comitatus because that prohibits the federal National Guard troops from enforcing law within the United States borders? What are your thoughts?
Exactly. We might, but here again, we get people don't understand what posse comitatus is. And it just goes in part and parcel of Michael Chertoff and Alberto Gonzalez, both dual citizens, that have drawn up all these evasive plans to do away with the Geneva Accords for torture, for incarceration, and putting the military on the border, which the Constitution specifically does not state should be done. And but everything, I believe that the Bush administration is the largest criminal endeavor ever to happen in our republic.
You're not going to get any argument from us.
I see nothing that is credible or honest in this organization and the enablers of the neoconservatives with the complicit Senate and Congress. And we have a huge crime wave on our hands. And I don't know where Americans will wake up to that or not, but we've got to get this thing out about erasing our borders by 2010.
Yeah, well, it makes sense that the way they've been operating, where they've failed, they refuse to protect and close our borders despite this high supposed terror alert we're all under. And my question is there anything that can be done now? Because this is so discouraging, this news about the Minuteman Project being co-opted.
I have suggested three legal ways, and I'm in conversation in the last 2 days, almost on an hourly basis, Asa Hutchinson, former border czar, drug czar, trying to stimulate him into taking some constitutional means. I suggested in a talk in Louisville last Saturday that we have three means to do this. We have we can withhold federal income tax, and there's a certain amount of evidence that this was never really carried out in a legal means.
Right.
Number two is vote every incumbent out, no matter who he is or she. Get
I'd
them out.
Go for that,
they're,
too.
They're the reason we're in a crisis.
Mm-hmm. We like that.
And number three is to organize formal defensive militias at state, county, and city levels. And because every government institution Constitution is armed to the teeth. They're even training game and fish people for combat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're armed to the teeth. They're not there to protect you and I. They're there to protect their own hides, and they know civil disturbance and disruption is around the corner, and that's the reason that I think Halliburton, with the Brown Rootin, had just been given, about a $386 million contract to build prisons around the country under the guise that it's going to be for illegals, and you know better than that.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, with the enemy now in control of the Minuteman Project, I think that it probably is a good idea if there's some kind of meeting of all the Minutemen and really inform the membership of what's going on, and perhaps you can splinter off and do something to counter this, because right now they're being controlled by the enemy.
Well, exactly right. They will milk it as far till the fund, people quit funding it, but they win two ways. They've destroyed the mission. What it meant, we don't have any people on the border. Well, I'll take it back. We have one, a fellow and his wife in Tennessee, who's down there. He calls himself a Minuteman of One. He's been down there every time, and he's just totally courageous. Freddie Puckett's his name, and what a guy he is. But we have people who know what's going on, but unfortunately, it's middle America and the people up northeast that don't have a composite knowledge of. All they hear is Minuteman building a fence, and that's all they know.
Yeah. Well, Joe, since you...
You know, it really gripes me that well-meaning Americans, the only way they can do anything, at least they feel, is to give some money, give some donation, and thinking that something's going to happen when it's not. And these non-profit groups are proliferating like... on a cold day.
Yeah. Now, Joe, I know you have some real strong thoughts on this fence, so I want to phrase the question this way. There's a lot of people in this country that poo-poo the idea of a fence. You're one of them. But in Israel, they're building a 425-mile fence that's like a fortress in any prison, probably more so in any prison across
fence
the country.
Or
this fence, this wall, whatever you want to call it. What are your thoughts on this supposed wall that some people want to build on the border of America and Mexico as compared to this wall in Israel?
Well, of course, I'd support it, but for two different reasons. I mean, I'm for any kind of security, and if Bush wanted to, he could seal that border overnight.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a pure joke that we can't keep this invasion down. I mean, that's just foolishness. And I'm for anything, but getting back to the Minuteman fence building thing, two Saturdays ago, they stuck some quarter-inch pipe in the ground, poured in cement, and poured water on top of it, had a little PR out there. It's a hoax, and that in itself will destroy any good things that the Minuteman Project did. And as I say, it's early on, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. You mentioned donations. When people send in donations now, where does that money go? Who does it go to?
It goes to a caged account in Houston, Texas.
And who's in control of that? I have no idea,
and we've tried to find out. And that was one of the reasons I was trying to get Simcox and the principals over in Albuquerque so we could get some information.
And another thing is that people don't realize that now when they're contributing to the Minutemen, that they're also giving all their personal information to thousands of these money-hungry conservative and GOP and fundamentalist groups.
And look at the background checks. Who's in control of looking at those now?
Well, early on, Diener had control of the database in the first month, everything. And that was about, I would say there was at least 1,600 individuals on that in the month of April 2005. Now, I don't know what has occurred since then. There was an ABC affiliate out of Phoenix who really did some intensive research on this and ran a segment, and then all of a sudden it just dried up.
Huh, interesting. Well, let's really put this in perspective, because originally the Minutemen said that they needed help with PR, with fundraising, with Jim Gilchrist's congressional campaign. So that's when they went out and got this Diener group, and they're run by a guy named Lew Sheldon Jr. His father is named, or his father's name, Reverend Lew Sheldon, who supposedly stands for anti-gambling and family values. But just recently, he got caught up in his whole sting operation with Jack Abramoff, Ralph Reed, Tom DeLay, and these are some crooked people he's running with, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're nothing but slime. I mean, it's just across the board. And all it is just a fundraising, a proposition. And then, of course, an ulterior motive is to destroy the Minuteman Project.
Yeah, well,
we're just close to it right now.
It's a shame they didn't try to promote from within the Minuteman Project themselves, from the people in the inner circle, you know, boots on the ground.
Yep. Well, of course, that was always originally, but the guys, I'm afraid, Gilchrist and Simcox, got caught up in all this notoriety, publicity. And,
that's a damn shame.
Just couldn't resist it. I still feel kindly toward Gilchrist. I think that he's listened to some bad information, and I'm not sure he's equipped to deal with the magnitude of this type of operation. But I think he's a good guy. Simcox, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one last thing, Joe, before we go. There's one last person, a woman named Connie Hare.
Right.
And she's hooked up with Free Republic. She's hooked up with Ellen Keyes. She did PR for Bill Bennett. And she's also hooked up with Larry Klayman from Judicial Watch, who's very much pro-border. So it seems like the same names keep coming up over and over and over again, and they all stand for the same thing. They're hooked up with the Weekly Standard, with the American Enterprise Institute. They're all New World Order people, and they all want open borders.
Well, Victor, Lacey, you guys have done your homework really well. Connie Hare was in PSYOPs in the Army for either 8 or 10 years. So she's a savvy gal, and she'll use that savviness to any ulterior operations they want to put forth.
That's
but
one way
you're
of
right.
putting it.
They just really, really doing a number on our project.
Well, let me ask you this, Joe. What's the future of the Minuteman Project now? Is it something we can still, you know, look at with
salvage.
Hope, with hope and redeem?
From my point of view, this is only my opinion, it's dead.
Oh, God.
I think it's, frankly, it's been dead since,
May?
July, a year ago last July.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to find out more information on this subject, or if they want to find more about what you've written, Joe, is there any websites, is there any way they can contact you or read your writings?
I'd be happy to talk with anybody about it in some detail. My phone number is 479-646-8261.
Okay.
My email, I'm going to have to take out a bunch of my email. It's joeusa@cox.net.
Okay, so it's joeusa@cox.net.
Before we go, Joe, I know this is important. Tell everybody a little bit about this illegal treaty that was signed by former Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin, Mexican President Vicente Fox, and George W. Bush.
Well, March 23rd of last year, 2005, John Martin, former Prime Minister of Canada, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Bush, met in Waco, Texas at Baylor University. And this thing was put together by the Bilderbergs, Merrill Lynch,
Rothschilds,
a couple of other entities. And it absolutely erases our borders contiguous to Mexico and Canada, and it forms a common perimeter. Now, the idea behind this, among other things, is to further degrade middle-class America and Canada to raise up the peasants of Mexico. In other words, forming an egalitarian society, reducing everybody to a common denominator. And that's the reason defensive militia,
uh-huh.
organized a defensive militia, because if we don't stand up, we're just being run by criminals.
You're right.
Well, and we're seeing the unimpeded movement of these Mexicans into the United States at the expense of the middle class and really every other American citizen.
Yeah, well, Joe, our question this week on the Wing TV homepage is, what we're asking everybody, what do they think is the single biggest issue facing the patriot movement today? If someone would ask that to you, how would you answer?
The Republican-Democrat parties.
Huh.
Both corrupt to the core.
Very interesting.
Yeah, they work for the same people, don't they, Joe?
Yeah.
it's a power struggle. And ethics, morality, constitution means nothing to them.
Yeah. Well, Joe, the information that you've bestowed on us has really opened up our eyes, and it shows yet again how something that starts off with good motives, with pure motives, can very quickly be infiltrated, can be co-opted.
And you know what? I can't tell you how this is breaking my heart to hear this news. It's horrible to hear this.
Well, it's nice, though, that you folks are doing this, and I'm so glad to see you're up on top of it. Your audience will benefit from this, and that is what you're doing. And I deeply appreciate being on your show.
Well, Joe, you make sure you keep us on your email list. Keep us updated on anything else that goes on. And
we'll say a prayer for the Minuteman Project that somehow we can get this turned around and get them out of the situation.
And just thank you for all your good work, okay?
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Victor.
All right.
Take care, Joe.
Yep, have a good day. Well, everybody, this wasn't the most cheerful show we've ever done.
Wow.
But we want everyone to think about what's been said today. And again, these people are co-opting things in our movement. We've been talking about this for years now.
You know, they just encroach and take over everything.
And you know, how many people don't believe what we're saying? They don't believe us, how the government's infiltrating. Well, here's another perfect example. And if they can do it to the Minuteman, I want you to go back to your poll results that are still on the Wing TV homepage. You voted for the 10 biggest shills. These are the people they've infiltrated.
And you know what? It wouldn't have even happened if they hadn't turned over control to these Diener consultants.
Exactly.
They could have just handed over control of the Minutemen to people within the Minuteman Project.
You're right.
Instead of these Washington losers.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have Mr. Frank Whalen on. We're going to talk about world events, national events, anything else going on in the world. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a whole hell of a lot going on.
And our nation is certainly in distress. See you tomorrow.